Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The third baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting ninth. The DH, Rusty Koontz. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Garby applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Heath drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gibson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to third. Lansford moves to second. One out. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kruger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 1 in the game. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Bochy reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. Bochy moves to third. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Bochy scores. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. Doug Baer now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Athletics. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing second base. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bochy moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Koontz moves to second. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0-for-2 in the game. Garbi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Garbi reaches second base with a double. Koontz scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 8-2, Athletics. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. Garbi tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Rezima now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Heath, and Bakhti drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gibson scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-5, Athletics. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bochti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bochti for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Almon pinch hits for Ricky Henderson. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Bill Almon now playing left field. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garbi hits a fly ball into left field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.